Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Are there actually superfoods amongst all those holiday fattening foods and comfort foods that we do at this time of the year? Well, you just might be surprised. My guest is Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a registered dietitian and an expert consultant in disease prevention, wellness, and healthy living. So, Dr. Stoller, at this time of the year, you know, we were just talking off air about Thanksgiving and the turkey. And what are some of the superfoods that we might find even hidden in some of the things that we cook this time of year?
Well, one of my favorites this time of the year is pumpkin and pumpkin puree. And, you know, a lot of times we think, oh, yeah, sweet potatoes are great. We want to go with all of our orange-skinned vegetables right now. But pumpkins are, you know, relatively low in calorie, and they're packed with fiber. They're loaded with antioxidants. And, you know, they're kind of they're neutral in flavor. You know, I find that when you buy the pumpkin puree, not the pumpkin pie mix, that they do, you know, you really can, you can make it savory, you can make it sweet. So that's one of my favorite foods this time of the year. Cranberries is another one that a lot of times we just think of, you know, just having a cranberry relish, but you can throw cranberries into anything. I mean, you know, throw it into salads, you can throw it into a stuffing, you can throw that into like a mash, you know, a sweet potato mash or another root vegetable mash. Acorn squash is another good one. You know, really, like a lot of the squashes right now, we should be eating more of those root vegetables that, you know, in the summertime aren't available to us.
Well, and also because, as you say, they're not available in the summer, eating seasonally, I mean, kind of nature takes care of what we should be eating at that time of the year. And it's my understanding that there are anti-inflammatory properties to like pumpkin seeds. And but mm-hmm. that, you know, you talked about pumpkin, and people should understand that that pumpkin puree is different than the pumpkins you have still left over from Halloween.
That's right. And the pumpkin puree makes life a lot easier if you buy it in the can. And it's really inexpensive to buy. I just made a soup with it over the holidays that was just, you know, to die for. And, you know, and last year I made a pumpkin bundt bread for my children, and, you know, we put nuts in it and dark chocolate in it. So, you know, we were able to make a really yummy dessert that was good for you at the same time.
Well, now you just mentioned chocolate, because at this time of the year, people are having, you know, they're giving each other candies and you're getting boxes of chocolates from people. Now, certain types of chocolate are better for us than others. So if we're giving chocolate or getting chocolate, what kind is it that you think we should be getting?
Well, first of all, you want to make sure it's real chocolate, because there are things that sort of look like chocolate but really are waxy.
Yeah.
And I think we've all eaten those kinds of chocolate. Dark chocolate is the chocolate that has the greatest health benefits for us as far as, you know, the cocoa. You know, you want to look for the highest percent of cocoa in your chocolate. And so, but it is very bitter. You know, a lot of times you'll see it's a bittersweet chocolate. Children tend not to like that as much as adults may, you know, tend to like that. But, you know, that is the type of chocolate that we should be having. You can make your own. You can make, you know, have hot chocolate as well. Cinnamon's another spice I just wanted to add in this time of year. It's sort of that warm winter spice, which also has some, you know, health properties, not just in, you know, traditional Western belief, but in Ayurveda and, you know, in Asian, in Chinese medicine as well. Cinnamon's a really important healing spice.
Well, and I think that people don't realize that some of the foods that you use in cooking now, like people have chili at this time of the year, and with chili
okay.
goes cornbread. And, of
That's
course, the
right.
beans in the chili, but corn is not as bad as everybody thinks it is it?
That's right. Corn gets a bad rap. I mean, it's not packed with as many nutrients as, let's say, spinach, but it definitely has a place, and it is a vegetable. And, you know, making it into a cornbread is almost like making it into a cake, let's face it, but it is good. And I do like it. And, you know, look, we don't eat those types of things year-round. We eat it sort of seasonally. But what I like to do with chili is I like to hide vegetables in my chili when I make it. I'll throw shredded carrots in there and sometimes throw some shredded zucchini in there, and the kids don't realize it's in there when I make it. So it's sort of like sauces, too. A lot of people make, you know, a tomato homemade pasta sauce or gravy in some cultures, as they call it. You know, hide vegetables in there and then use those hand blenders. Those are really wonderful lifesavers for hiding things from your children and sometimes from your friends and family.
Now, where do you think that there's a place at this time of year for, you know, we hear about these super foods like goji berries and acai. You know, is there a place at the holiday that we can sort of shove these things in our recipes and that they'll be really extra good for us?
Yeah, I mean, I have acai and even cranberry, you know, like chocolate covered. So I put those sort of out in a little bowl for company this time of year. But, you know, you can throw them into foods. Just as you would a raisin, just as you would a cranberry, you know, you throw that in, you know, into rices or into quinoa is one of my other favorite grains. I like to substitute that in place of rice this time of year. You know, if you're making a stuffing, you know, you can add a little something sweet by throwing these berries in. You know, you can, you know, wherever you think you might want that little extra punch of sweetness or tartness, you know, just throw it in.
Now, you know, I've been wondering this for years. If we start throwing things like spinach or, you know, walnuts or things that we kind of know in the back of our minds are really good for us or kale, you know, and we start throwing these things in our recipes. Like I made a stuffing at Thanksgiving and I used kale, which I had sautéed first. Does that take away the properties of that particular vegetable or superfood, Dr. Stoller?
No, I mean, you know, we got to eat it to get it. So, you know, the issue with a lot of vegetables, you know, that are leafy is that if you boil them, then most of the water-soluble vitamins are going to leach out into the water. And then if you're not using that water again for something else, you know, then pretty much those vitamins go right out, you know, sort of like throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
But so if you're steaming it or you're cutting it up and you're throwing it in with the food, then those nutrients are in there. And it is always good to put them in, you know, sort of places where you wouldn't expect to get it. I think that was great that you said that you threw spinach in with your stuffing. Like this year, I decided to serve, instead of spinach, I was in an Asian market, and I decided to get baby bok choy, you know, and I couldn't have made enough of it pounds of it were gone. And I just steamed it in some vegetable broth, and, you know, it has such a rich, buttery taste to it, and, you know, the green part of it is where all the nutrients are. But, you know, sometimes maybe even venturing into other cultural markets and looking for other foods that maybe you don't eat all the time because you are trying to do something special and different, you can add foods to your menu like that.
And I think a great thing that I heard from somebody recently, when there's, you know, brunches, there's always these brunches and everyone's going to brunches, and if you make up a pitcher of smoothies, it goes so fast. People just, you know, if you take all your favorite fruits and a good Greek yogurt and you put them all in the blender and put it in a pitcher, people will drink it up.
Absolutely. It's a really great way to get a lot of antioxidants in there, in addition to getting your fruit and your fiber. And if you do use something like a Greek yogurt in there, you are going to get some extra protein in there as well. So that's really great. And the other thing, too, I like to remind people is don't throw out all your leftovers. You know, you can leave them in your fridge for a few days, or if you know that you're not going to eat them when you have them, then what, you know, like the day after, you know, sometimes you know you're going away. I like to freeze things and reuse it. And, you know, I ended up having a whole bunch of mangoes, for example, that I used on a salad over Thanksgiving. And, you know, after a day or so, we didn't finish eating all that was there, and I decided to puree it. And then I put it into little cups in my freezer so I can use it as a frozen treat.
Well, that's great. And, you know, that's another good way to save all of your frozen fruit, as your fruit is getting bad. Who needs to buy frozen fruit in a bag anymore? You just buy your fresh fruit. And after a few days, if you don't eat it all, then you just stick it in a baggie and in the fridge, and it makes wonderful smoothies and pie. In the last 20 seconds, your best advice for superfoods for a super holiday.
Eat them. Eat them all and enjoy them. And they're not just great for holidays. You know, eat them all year round and try to eat more plant-based foods, and your body will be much happier.
Well, that certainly is. You know, at this time of the year, there's so much meat products and hams and turkeys and, you know, roasts and things. So that's a great way. Just try and think plant-based. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. This is Melanie Cole.